Record. Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding WAC 308-409-020 application process to license as an appraisal management company, WAC 308-409-030 licensure and renewal, WAC 308-409-050 fees and charges, and add a new section, WAC 308-409-075 standards of practice. This hearing is being held by telephonic means at 1:30 on Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 20-06-075, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on March 4th, 2020. Then updated notice was given by notice number WSR 20-07-119, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on March 18th, 2020, to modify the public hearing to a public telephonic hearing only. Copies of the proposed rules are available at https://dol.doa.gov/business/appraisal management/docs/308-409-proposed-rule.pdf. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.310.020 and 12 U.S.C. Section 3353D and 12 CFR Section 226.28. My name is Dee Sharp, and my title is WMS Program Manager for the Appraisal Management Company Program. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Today we have with us Tamara McCohen, Professional Licensing Manager for the Appraisal Management Company Program; Bryce Thompson, Customer Service Specialist of the Appraisal Management Company Program; Kelsey Hood from the Department of Licensing Policy and Legislative Unit; and Ellis Starrett from the Department of Licensing's Policy and Legislative Unit. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should let me know by identifying during the public testimony portion. Please state your name, who you are representing, your telephone number and email address, and if you are pro or con or other, for me to write on the sheet. This sheet will be used to call individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You'll be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they're testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from Josh Waylett, Principal Consultant of Waylett Consulting, and Mark Schiffman, Executive Director of Real Estate Valuation Advocacy Association, also known as REVA, with suggestions to clarify the proposed rule changes. Both Mr. Walitz and Mr. Schiffman's suggestions have already been captured on the proposed forms that will be used to collect information from the appraisal management companies. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please email them to us here at the department at dolbpdamc@dol.wa.gov, and they will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those folks that are present. Most of the folks that spoke up at the beginning of the hearing indicated they were unsure of whether they would testify or not. So I'm going to go down the list and ask if you, if there's anything further that you would like to provide to us in the way of oral statements. Ricardo Tiennato.
Yes. I guess an oral statement would be in proposing this change, to create additional administrative efforts. Would it be possible to lower the bond amount so the actual costs that we're incurring on the bond of $100,000 could offset some of the additional costs we're going to incur for the yearly renewal?
Thank you for your testimony, Ricardo. The surety bond amount would be outside the scope of today's hearing. We could have a conversation about that at another time if you like. You betcha. Bob, would you like to testify? Bob McLean.
Yeah, I have no further questions at this point.
Thank you, Mr. McLean. Gloria Trumper, would you like to testify today?
I'm fine with the change of going from 2 years to 1 year. I'm assuming that the National Registry fees will be due upon renewal. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Brianna Rafferty, would you like to testify?
No, thank you. I'm fine with the changes as well.
Thank you. And Andy Jarmicki, would you like to testify?
No, thank you.
Is there anyone else on the line who would like to provide oral statements to this hearing today? With that, I would like to thank you all for your participation and thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all of the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.